So is the holy name scientific, ethical, or relational? The holy name is spiritual, first of all. So it is a spiritual sound which invokes the presence of the Supreme. Now, it can act at all these levels. At a scientific level, there have been studies that have been done which demonstrate that, say, the same constructive changes in the brain that happen when, say, people who are mentally disturbed, if certain medication is given to them, it's a whole scientific research, I won't use the technical terms over here, but when people are very mentally disturbed and they are given some medicine by which their brain calms down. A similar calming of the brain functioning happens when people chant the mantra, Hare Krishna mantra. So in that sense, the holy name is spiritual. The effect of it, one aspect of the effect of it, can be scientifically quantifiable, scientifically demonstrable. There are many more effects to it, which are not scientifically demonstrable, but it has scientific aspects to it, in terms of the consequence it has on our human consciousness. As far as ethical, yes, the ethical muscles that we have, they become strengthened by our chanting of the holy names. Because the holy name connects us with the Supreme Being, God, who is all pure. And that contact with the all pure purifies us. So the impure desires that are there within us, they become weaker. And the pure side within us, that becomes stronger. So our moral fabric will become stronger by the chanting of the holy names. And as far as relationships are concerned, you know, there is that we all have horizontal relationship with others in this world. And we have a vertical relationship with God. Now, if we are to some extent, we get our sense of emotional security and self-worth from our relationship with God, no matter what happens, Krishna loves me, Krishna will take care of things, then we don't become emotionally over-dependent on others. One of the major reasons for relationship problems in today's world is that because we don't have a joint family, we have nuclear family. So people are often emotionally over-dependent on others for their own self-worth. If somebody neglects me, then I start feeling that, you know, I am negligible. Somebody rejects me, then I start thinking I am unworthy. And that causes immense psychological damage. It can cause. So, but when we are sheltered, when our sense of security and self-worth comes from our vertical relationship with Krishna, and that vertical relationship is developed through the chanting of the holy names, then the emotional over-dependence on others decreases. And then our relationships can also become stabler. They can become stronger. In that sense, the holy name, although it is transcendental, it has positive effects scientifically, ethically, and relationally. Okay. Hare Krishna.